رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يدنى المؤمن يوم القيامة من ربه حتى يضع كنفه عليه. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person, a servant will be called close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that Allah Pak will put a surrounding around this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a barrier around this person to conceal him. And then فَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him about his sins. In other words, this person now will make iqrar. And he will be asked فَيَقُولُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you remember this particular sin you committed? أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Do you remember this particular sin you committed? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَعْرِف. He'll say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember. So Allah Pak will cordon this person off and he will ask him that, do you remember this sin? Do you remember this sin? Do you remember this sin? So every sin that he'll be asked about, he will acknowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will tell him, فَإِنِّي قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That verily these sins I have concealed it in the dunya. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمَ. And today I will forgive these sins also. فَيُعْطَى صَحِيفَةَ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Then he'll be given his book of good deeds. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be so generous, so kind, that not only in the dunya Allah Pak has concealed our sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will bring a person close. He will tell him his sins, so that this person now becomes more appreciative of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll realize more the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person will acknowledge everything. Allah Pak will say that I was kind to you in the dunya, I concealed it, again on today I will forgive your sins. Today's hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, anna rajulan asaba min imra'atin qublatan. That Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that a man, one kissed a woman, fa'atan nabiya, a strange woman, fa'atan nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa'akhbarahu. So he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to tell him. Actually, the whole hadith can be understood in the hadith from Tirmizi Sharif. There was a person whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his wife had come to the marketplace to purchase, had come to purchase from one sahabi some dates. So when he came to purchase from the sahabi this dates, so this sahabi had seen this woman and he was taken back by her exceptional beauty. She was an exceptionally beautiful woman. So he had told her that in this particular room I got better quality dates. Come have a look at the dates in this room. So when she entered the room, now he was taken back by her beauty. So he couldn't control himself and he kissed this woman. So when he kissed this woman, immediately this woman told him, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba were not like us. When they were told that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately they would be caught awestruck. That what did I do? So this person immediately stopped in his paces and he went immediately up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confessing that this is the mistake I made. Sahaba were such that if they had to pay the punishment in this dunya, they were prepared to pay. Even if they meant their life had to go, they were prepared to give their life, but they didn't want to face the consequences on the day of Qiyamah. So this sahabi comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and here we can understand the rest of this hadith. فَأَخْبَرَهُ. He informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he had kissed this woman. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. That perform your salat at the two ends of the day and in the early hours of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Verily good deeds expiate, good deeds wipe out bad deeds. Obviously this refers to minor sins. So the good deeds a person does, Allah Pak makes it such that it covers up for his bad deeds. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ أَلِيَ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So this person asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is this only for me? That if I perform salat on the two ends of the day and early hours of the night, that the good deeds will expiate bad deeds. Is this only for me? أَلِيَ هَذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ لِجَمِيعِ أُمَّتِي كُلِّهِمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, this is for my whole ummat. In other words, my whole ummat has this favor upon them that if they commit a sin, then they perform salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this to forgive their sins. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أصبت حدا. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه said that a man came up to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said I committed a crime. فأقيمه علي. So oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, you mete out the punishment to me. وحضرت الصلاة. It was the time of salat. فصلى مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما قضى الصلاة. So this person happened to read namaz there with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلما قضى الصلاة when the namaz was over, قال يا رسول الله إني أصبت حدا. He came back to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, I committed a crime. فَأَقِمْ فِيَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Then meet out what is ordained for me in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, what is meant for me, you meet out that punishment to me. قَالَ حَذَرْتَ مَعَنَا الصَّلَاةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, did you read salah with us now? قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. هَذَا غُفِرَ لَكْ. قَدْ غُفِرَ لَكْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that you have been forgiven. In other words, this namaz has such a potential to forgive a person that even, obviously, this is not referring to penal punishments as known as had. A person commits zina or a person murders somebody, those are different. This comes to a person committed a minor crime and ta'zir, where a person needs to be given a few lashes or a few shots as a warning, as a reprimand. Here, the person is forgiven due to him performing his salat. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him that this sin that you committed was it. Didn't tell him directly, but a minor sin as far as Shariat is concerned. So there was no need for a penal punishment. A penal punishment, had, there's no way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have just told him to read Salah, because then the laws of Islam, person will steal, then his hands won't get cut off, he'll be told read Namaz. Person will murder somebody, he'll be told read Namaz. This is for minor crimes, that your Salat, you just think you're performing Salat, but this Salat, in other words, is helping your sins be expiated. So this, from these hadiths we learn on the favors and hope a person should have pun in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to finish off with the reminder, the explanation we gave, a person who goes in a toilet and here he forgets to take the name. He doesn't forget, but he can't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing he does when he comes out is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon. So therefore he asks, Kufranak, Allah, forgive me, I couldn't take your name. The next thing we mentioned that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had come down and now he had seen that he had to relieve himself, and in Jannah he didn't have to relieve himself. So when he saw this, he thought of the error of judgment that he had made. So he said, Ghufranak, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. Then the third thing ulama mentioned is when a person goes to the toilet and now he sees that filth there, then his mind goes onto his physical filth and he thinks of his spiritual filth, the sins that I have caught. Immediately he comes out, a mu'min immediately asks Allah, O Allah, forgive me. I got so much of spiritual sins, that physical sins, that filth that he's seen there, had reminded him of his spiritual sins, so he made ghufranak, he asked Allah Pak for forgiveness. And the last one is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so much of ni'mat. So much of ni'mat, he has given us that food, he has provided for us, then he had allowed it to digest, he had allowed that whole system not only digest, but save us from constipation, etc. Allowed that thing to pass out, and a person comes out immediately, oh Allah, I couldn't have made your shukr enough, so therefore I'm asking you for forgiveness. So this, every aspect, when it comes to our namaz, when it comes to our wuzu, when it comes to toilet, is ibrat for us. Every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left some lesson for us that we should take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.